Well, every year we wrap up this conference with a little bit of final formality. So the closure of the final formality is going to be in order of importance. First of all, I'd like you to raise your hands and thank our sponsors, Google, Intel, likewise, and Cernet for putting on this event. Of course, I'd like you to write to all of our sponsors and say, we really thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Please be more generous next year. Send more people. Oh, yeah. Second in importance, I'd like to thank all of the staff of Cernet who have helped to make to organize and to keep all of the wheels of this conference moving. They have done a lot to keep the hotel ready on time for lunch and for rooms and all of that sort of stuff. And Manuel, would you just come here, please? I'd like you to put your hands together in particular for this lady, because she carries a lot on her shoulders. And for all the other Cernet staff now. Next, I'd like you to put your hands together for the fine work done by all of our speakers. They came a long way. They put a lot of time into their preparation. Some of them put a lot of panic into the preparation because they had to do it at the very last minute. And that panic should be rewarded with giving them the clap also. For the Englishman here, the Englishman would understand that. All right, now the next thing that we have is an opportunity for you to throw things at our speakers. Okay. All right, now stop. No, not really. I really meant just your questions. I'm going to ask the audience to ask our speakers, whichever speaker you wish, I'm going to ask for 4 questions and no more, because that's all we have time for. So do we have the first question? Kurt, do you have a question? Why not? Ah.
First question there. That was the first question you asked, why not?
Anyone else? Does anyone have a question to ask of any of our speakers? Would all the speakers who are not out the front please stand up and just wave their hands in the air? See, this is remarkable. Let's have it for those speakers. All right, sit down. Well, we now have an opportunity to do something else. You know, the guys out the front here are part of are members of the Samba team, and in the last 48 hours, we've had a double pregnancy. We've had an emergency delivery of 2 new Samba team members. Would our 2 new Samba team members please step forward, Bo Young and Bjorn Jacke? I'd like you to welcome these guys. They've both done spectacular work over the last year or two. And I don't want you to tell them what they're in for now. Because the real reason we welcome new members is so that they can commit their own work and fix their own bugs. Is that right, Jeremy?
They put the bugs in, then they have to take them out.
So the other thing that goes along with becoming a Samba team member is usually we give someone a t-shirt they can live in. Now here, this is a slight exaggeration. These are the last of this batch, and they are large enough for the whole family to live in.
They make great pillowcases.
So you can gain a pound or 2.
We
we'll try and have smaller t-shirts made.
We will. Yes, they'll be real small.
So, usually at this time, we offer the opportunity for Samba team members to make a few closing comments. Your award?
I hope they give my award away.
Well, why don't you give your award away?
I need the microphone.
Lutz has a microphone.
So, okay. So, there's one team member this year who really deserves an award. Basically because working on Samba, as I often like to say, is like kind of wading in a sewer. It's dirty work, but somebody has to do it. But if there's one person this year who has waded in the sewer with complete enthusiasm and cleaned up the Aegean stables and possibly removed more mess in the code than anyone else, it has to be Gunther Deschner. Gunther, come out here, please. So, I'm sure you all read the commits from our changelog every night before you go to bed. But for those of you who don't, Gunther took the last of our hand-marshalled RPC, our remote procedure call code. And for people who don't know, hand-marshalled RPC code is actually a euphemism for security hole. And so Gunther went through and he cleaned up the very last of all that handwritten code, the hand marshal code that's extremely dangerous, and he fixed the printing pipe, which is a piece of code that has people hold in such terror that, you know, people have changed jobs to avoid having to work on that code. So Gunther fixed it all. So, janitor of the year. And in recognition of that, I thought I would have some suitably janitorial attire for Gunther to wear. And as I'm sure you know, Gunther, janitors get hand-me-downs, and I'm afraid I've already worn this T-shirt once this week. But hey, you're a janitor. I'm sure you can clean it up and wash it. So here is my, I believe it's 1992 Morrissey Guardian Interview T-shirt, which I know it seems like a really crappy gift, but Gunther, in fact, was trying to buy this T-shirt on eBay for a while, so I know it's something he really wants. So thank you very much, Gunther. Of course, it's way too big. Because my brother bought it for me, so... Thanks a lot, Gunther. Yes, and it's horribly faded, so you'll think of the spool SS code every time you see it. Thank you. Oh.
So what I'd like to do now is start off with the audience and ask you to raise your hand if this is your first year here. Well, thank you for coming. Now raise your hand if this is your second year here. Thank you for coming. Third year here. Fourth year here. Fifth year here. Sixth year here. Seventh year here. Eighth year here. Ninth year here. Liars! All right. So now I'd like the mic to be passed from that end of the room, one person to person. And what I'd like the Samba team to do is to tell the audience what year you joined the team and what you do. And what you're going to do this coming year. You only are allowed to use 10 words. So be real quick, just pass it around.
19-something? So 19-something, I have no clue. I try to clean up number 3, and I will continue to do so.
The folk has been with the team a long time.
I think 2004, and yeah, I also try to clean up summer in some ways, and yeah, I will keep going.
Yeah, I joined also in 2004, and I'm working on summer 4, but also on summer 3, and I'm trying to merge it together, and yeah, that's what I do.
It would be 2003, I think. Right now I'm working on RPC calls likewise, but I've started doing RPC testing against Samba, so that's I hope I'm continuing to do.
Behind you?
2002 or 2003, and I hope to work on merging more code between Samba 3 and Samba 4.
Okay, so. Kai, I've joined in 2007, I still know, and I seem to be getting stuck with WinBind again and again and again, so I guess that's what I keep working on.
I joined today, and what I did in the past was tidying up Baxilla, fixing the build system, and doing some other small kind of patches.
My name is Carolyn. I joined in 2008, and I'm working on the releases and try to improve the documentation and testing, hopefully.
Kicking developers.
Okay.
My name is Andrew Bartlett. I work on Samba 4. I joined in 2001, and I hope to work on trusted domain support in Samba 4 in the next little bit.
Great. I joined today.
Yay!
I have fixed some weird bugs. That's
I'm Stephen Donovan. I joined last year in 2008, putting in all the OneFS code. Now, Samba 3 performance.
My name is Lars Müller. I'm not sure how long I'm on the team. 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? I don't remember. So I'm working for a Linux distributor, this green one, and I'm doing a lot of packaging work, and in between, I try to fix bugs if there are them, and yeah, and it was a great conference. Thanks a lot to the Cerner team.
Thanks. Yes, my name is Michael, or Michael, for those who want to try to speak German. I joined 2 years ago in 2007, and well, this year, I hope I can continue working on the registry, on registry configuration, cluster stuff, and more WinBind probably.
My name's Tim Prouty, and I joined at the end of 2008 last year. I also spent time working on OneFS and modularizing pieces of Samba. And in the next year, I plan on continuing to modularize more stuff and do general cleanup as well as performance.
My name's Chris Hertel. I joined in 97 or 98, something like that, and did janitorial work on Samba 2. And I'm now doing documentation.
You should tell people where.
Oh, documentation working for Microsoft.
Yay!
Yeah, my badge.
I'm Anissimo. I joined in 2001. I stick my fingers pretty much everywhere, especially if it's not required. I'm currently doing best maintenance work for Red Hat.
Jeff Layton joined in 2008, mostly work on the Linux SIFS client and the associated user space tools. This year I'll probably be fixing bugs.
I'm Jim McDonough, and okay, nobody asked. This is great. This is great. This is the first time that I'm not looking after Steve, and I don't even have to look after Jeff, so I help out whatever our customers need me help with, and hopefully I'll be getting back into some CTDB development on other file systems this year.
When'd you join?
2001.
I'm Jeremy Allison. Like Volcraft, been around since before there was a team.
And I'm probably just going to do what Volker tells me to this year, because he's kind of getting good at architecting stuff. And I also get to fix the pieces of code that I can't make Gunther do or anyone else that nobody else will do, really.
And I'm John Terpstra, and I've been a member of the team since June 1995, when we officially formed the team. Yeah, but there are a whole lot of names that have come and gone in that time. Well, they're still around in some form. But so there you have it. You've just heard from each of our members. You'll see that there's quite a spread of the time that they've been team members. And the news that I have for you is that even you could be a team member. All you need to do is accept someone's janitorial duty. So, does anybody have anything left to say?
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. So what I'd like you all to do is to write to everyone you know who uses Samba in business, at home, wherever they might be, and tell them about an exciting event that will happen 12 months from today, Samba XP 2010. And I hope to see all of you there, along with your invited friends. And I hope that you will help to make the next conference at least as effective, as informative, and as friendly as this one. So we'll see you in 1 year's time. Thank you all for attending.